fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Monday, the 15th day of February, year of our Lord, 2021, welcome to the John Moore Show. Yes, we do, in fact, do something every morning that should be done in every public and private school every day of the week. We begin with the Pledge of Allegiance. Everybody stand, face the flag, right hand over the heart. Gentlemen, remove your hats. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Prepper tip of the day, I've had several women thank me for prepper tip. They hadn't thought about it before. The prepper tip of the day is to stock up on both birth control and feminine hygiene products. Inexpensive, easy to get now, and during a long-term crisis, well, they won't be easy to get at all. That's your prepper tip of the day. We have patient waiting in the green room, my friend Andy. Andy is the represents.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. So, hey, everybody. John, you there?
I'm here.
Oh,
hello.
Hey.
When did I get cut off? What was I saying when I got cut off?
So you were just saying you were talking about me and the EMP shield, and I was about to jump in and just say hello to everybody.
Okay, well, this is live radio, and we deal with what's called technical difficulties, don't we, sir?
yes, sir, we do.
Well, I was just talking to our engineer down there in Austin, Texas, and they're at a balmy 8 degrees right now. We're looking at an overnight low of 1. I'm at 1 degree right now, and it's not going to get much warmer today. How about yourself there, sir?
Yeah, so I'm actually overseas right now traveling, but I have heard that home base in Kansas is getting hammered with snow and is around 0 degrees.
Well, that's about right. This is quite a winter. I was telling somebody yesterday that in my neighborhood, at least, a high school senior, 18-year-old, has not seen snow more than half an inch in my neighborhood since they were 8 years old. So, we've had a lot of very mild winters here, and that's obviously not the case this year. Well, so you're traveling. That's a good thing. I hope that you're in some place somewhat warm and not covered with snow and 1 degree temperature. But, Andy, the geopolitical scene has not gotten any better in the last week. In fact, if anything, it's, well, the only good thing that I can think of is, as I knew he would, President Trump was exonerated from the second impeachment, what's being called a Stalinist show trial. The Republicans put together a nice video showing the very strong language used by the Democrats in 2016 advocating violence when the Wicked Witch of the West lost the lost her race. In fact, the morning after that election, I had my engineer play that song from Wizard of Oz, Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead. And with no comment, everybody seemed to know exactly what I meant. Where would we be right now if she had been elected president in 2016? Oh, my. It's breathtaking. Oh, yeah. It's breathtaking. She would have been, to use baseball analogy, she would have been the closer with all bases loaded from Hussein Obama. She would have been the closer to bring them all back to home base. But luckily, it didn't happen. President Trump is not finished yet. Is he, Andy?
Nope. Yeah. He's not finished yet, and I'm excited to see what he's going to do next.
Well, we all are. We're waiting with bated breath, so to speak. Our enemies, the Russians and Chinese, it's been said, and I think with some accuracy, you're a military man yourself, between the technology of the Russians and the manpower of the Chinese, they make a very formidable enemy, don't they, sir?
Yes, they do. Some of the most dangerous in the world, actually.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And they're, I'm sure the Politburo in China and the Politburo in Russia are certainly enjoying the show that they sponsored, that they organized, that they put in place. And I'm also sure that there's quite a few conservative Americans who regret that the House Un-American Activities Committee was dismantled back in the 1950s, which the purpose of that was to prevent what we're experiencing right now from ever happening, wasn't it?
It was. Absolutely, it was.
So here we are. The House Un-American Activities Committee was dismantled only about 10 or 12 years after the end of World War II. We had World War I veterans who were still active in government and society and business. In fact, when I got involved in the legal profession, there were still World War I veterans practicing law. World War II veterans were coming into their own, running for office like John Kennedy and others, and getting elected to office. They understood what the real threats were. And they were putting in place what we needed to protect us from those real threats. Well, the World War One and World War Two generations are pretty much gone. The World War Two vets are no longer holding office or are doing very much except enjoying whatever little life they've got left. And here we are with people in charge who, for the most part, really don't understand these threats, do they, sir?
They don't, no. And, something that really comes to mind that people, and I'm sure you could agree with this, John, that people tend to have short memories. I don't know why, it's really weird, but something
it's an American
that comes to mind. It's insane, but I'm sure you remember this, but Trump had an executive order that was we were supposed to have him briefed and then publicly release any foreign interference in this last election. That was an executive order that it was supposed to occur. But it got delayed until after the transition of power to Biden. What's interesting, though, about this is they publicly came forward and said there was foreign interference in the election, but they weren't able to brief it because it got pushed back until after the transition of power. And so now I'm thinking that that's never the briefing, and we're never going to know what their investigation actually uncovered, because I'm assuming that Biden probably revoked that executive order that would require them to tell the public if there was foreign interference in the election.
Right, right. Well, the there's another aspect of that. The report from the Director of National Intelligence was not released until after the inauguration either, apparently.
Right.
But the military has the report of the Director of National Intelligence. When all else fails, you know, we have these different branches of our government. When the judicial branch fails, when the legislative branch fails, that only leaves the military to correct what's been wrong, done wrong, to save our republic. The actions of China, especially during the election, actions of a foreign power interfering in our election, and other things they've been doing, these were acts of war. They weren't using missiles and bombs and bullets, but they were, in fact, acts of war, weren't they, sir?
They were, and that's what people need to get their heads into 2021. I know you understand this, John, but a lot of people don't, and that's acts of war these days is more cyber and psychological operations related than it is dropping a bomb or shooting a weapons
platform. At the moment.
That's exactly right. Yeah, it's what can you do using the web or using influence, you know, or propaganda to accomplish your goals. And we've seen that so much.
We have. And the book that was written by two Chinese colonels meant for internal Chinese military consumption only, titled Unrestricted Warfare, it lists about 20 different ways to wage warfare, including the ways that we're discussing right now, cyber warfare, psychological warfare, buying and of politicians to corrupt them and get them to do your bidding. The Chinese have been very good at this. Chinese have been, they regard themselves as the best culture on the planet. And of course, they regard themselves as the superior race. They're not really hesitant to tell you that they're the most handsome, the most beautiful, the most athletic, the most intelligent people. They really do in their hearts believe that. But they've been, their culture goes back many thousands of years. And of course, one of the books that they use when they do their planning is The Art of War by General Sun Tzu, which is mandatory reading in pretty much every military academy on the planet. But nobody does it better than the Chinese when it comes to following the concepts and the principles of the art of war, do they, Andy?
Oh, no, that's correct. And something that they really do well, not to try to give them any credit, but they have very good long-term strategies. As where it seems like Americans, we have short memories and we plan 5-10 years in advance. From what I've seen is they can do a 100-year plan and stick to it for the most part. And that those long-term strategies can be very, very dangerous and very successful if we don't combat them correctly.
Absolutely. Absolutely wrong. Their long-term plan goes back to the 40s and 50s, the Chinese. And the 21st century, they regard as their century. This is their century to be in charge of the planet economically, militarily, politically. And they're following through, and what they're doing to us is not the only thing they're doing. That needs to be emphasized, and Americans tend to be very insular and not really be aware of what's going on around the planet.
That's right.
Sub-Saharan Africa is right now, not sometime in the future, right now being colonized by China, isn't it?
It is, and unfortunately, that's not even the only location. I've heard the same similar reports from Australia as well, to where they purchased large, vast amounts of land, and they're basically colonizing that area and not even letting Australians, for the most part, into the area that they purchased. It's crazy, and they're doing this globally.
much of Australia is unforgiving desert. A lot of it,
right?
What they call the outback. But if anybody could make the outback usable and suitable for human habitation, I would say it would be the Chinese and their technology and their money, don't you?
Sure. Oh, yeah. The money can go a long way, and they certainly do have technology, even though they're not quite as good at developing it. They tend to be stealing from countries like the United States and then basically reverse engineering and then using it for themselves. But that's absolutely correct. They do have access to technology.
The main issue with the outback of Australia, of course, is water and having potable water. All these things bring us to recognizing the real threat of China, what they've got, what they're willing to do. The Communist Chinese murdered 50 million of their own people to take over mainland China. Now, if they would murder 50 million of their own people to achieve a goal, why would they hesitate murdering everybody in America? Would there be any hesitation at all?
Right. Yeah, the answer is, I believe, is no on that one. They would not have any hesitation.
There's no moral compunction about murdering 50 million of their own people. Of course, they would murder all of us. And that is the plan. That is the plan. Part of that plan would be to do what they're doing right now. Eventually, it goes kinetic. It will involve men with weapons and other weapons, including EMP weapons, which they have and they're willing to use to achieve and accomplish their goals. And anybody who doesn't recognize this is living in la-la land, aren't they, Andy?
They are. And that's really for any first-time listeners that are hearing John and I speak. The things that we're speaking of are not, it's not theory, it's not guess. As an example, EMP weapons, this is something that China publicly announces, and they do it intentionally, and they do it globally. Just a few months back, they literally said, hey, we have super EMP weapons, and they were using that, I believe, to be a deterrent to try to scare other countries and other groups of people. Because for those who don't know, EMP and super EMP are weapons of mass destruction, just in a different sense.
That's right. That's right. Well, they say these things publicly in order to raise enough fear in the people that they want to conquer that they will not resist, right?
That's right. That's exactly correct.
That's exactly what they do. And this is real, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I've been dealing with EMP as a threat since I'm going to say the late 80s, early 90s, when I first became aware of the true nature of the threat. I had my mechanic work on my 1988 Dodge van to make it EMP-proof, bypassing, eliminating, getting rid of everything that had a transistor, resistor, diode, or computer. Very few people have done that. I did because I wanted to have a vehicle to get home to my family. But now we're at a point where that's not necessary. Thank goodness EMP shield devices do exist, and you can get them at my website at thelibertyman.com with a nice $50 discount, $50 coupon code, and it's automatically applied when you check out. Now, let's see, I need to remember how many I bought of these. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I've got 5 so far. I'll be getting one more soon for my other grandson. No, I'm 6, excuse me. Left out one grandson. Mm-hmm. When you're a parent or a grandparent, you do what you need to do to protect what's the most important thing to you, and that's your children and grandchildren. And that's what I need to keep emphasizing. My family is maturing. My grandson now has moved to Montana from Washington State, and it's a 7-hour drive one way. And I know that boy is going to want to get home.
Right.
Okay. And we got a break coming up pretty soon. I thought I heard the music, but I guess I didn't yet. There it is. Here's our music. If you got a question or comment, give us a call at 512-248-8252.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, down there on my forgot to look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on a frosty morning, look away, Dixieland. Then I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, in Dixie's land I'll take my stand, live and die in Dixie, away, away down south.
All right, we're back. Jerry Moore here on Monday. It is Monday, the 15th of February. Visiting with Andy. Andy represents EMP Shield up there in the cornfields of Kansas. If you had a question or comment, just give us a call at 512-248-8252. Andy, I'm looking at a map here of what's called China's New Silk Road, the China Belt and Road Initiative. Officially, this part only began about 6 years ago. They're spending billions of dollars in more than 100 countries, which involves Europe, Africa, Southeast Asia. But the initial thing began in the 1950s as a United Nations project building a highway from China to the Saudi Arabian Peninsula. And that highway's finished. It's open for traffic, but Chinese traffic only. So you got this nice new highway going through your country, but if you live there, you're not allowed to use it. Only Chinese can use it. Yeah.
That's interesting.
It is interesting. Of course, the Chinese, I remember reading a book saying that if we ever lost control of the Panama Canal, we would lose the ability to defend the Western Hemisphere, which, of course, Jimmy Carter gave away the Panama Canal, which is now run by the Chinese down there in Panama. I understand that the Chinese are in the process of constructing a new canal, by the way, that can handle the modern ships that the original canal, which is about, I think, more than a century old now, can't handle the modern large supertankers, for example. They're all over Central and South America, by the way. I don't know how much activity they've got there, but I know they're active. And, of course, the prize is the United States. We are the prize.
Yeah.
For the main reason being, there's no place on the planet that grows food better and more efficiently and in the quantities that we grow it here in the United States, is there?
There's not. Nope. That's for sure.
And that's what they want. They don't want the lazy, fat Americans. They don't need the manufacturing base because it's mostly gone. Of course, President Trump was right in the process of bringing it back. That's already being in the process of being reversed. They don't want our stuff so much. They want the farmland. That's the real prize, isn't
it? It is. Yeah, it's that's exactly what they're looking for, is they're looking for that valuable land.
And of course, the infrastructure to grow, harvest, process, transport, and store all that food, which involves the granaries, the warehouses, the locks and dams on the rivers, railroads, of course, highways. All that infrastructure is what makes that farmland be productive, isn't it?
That's right. Yes, sir.
Absolutely. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're giving you a heads up here. We're talking about very powerful forces at work, obviously, and I don't expect you or myself to do anything about China or Russia. What I do hope and what I do would like to see is for people to take responsibility for their families, do what they can do to help themselves and their families be safe to get ready for what's coming ahead of us. Right, Andy?
That's right. And the big thing is, you know, a lot of people hear this for the first time and they feel a little afraid. You know, even they're like, well, is this really happening? And the truth is, yes, these things that we're discussing are actually happening. But it's not really a new concept. It's just growing a little bit as far as, you know, countries that aren't so much for the United States, such as China. So the big thing to remember isn't to be afraid. It's just to know it's happening and to be prepared. Protect your family, like John said, because you can do it very affordably if you know what you're doing.
That's right. That's right. And EMP shield devices for your car, your truck, your motorcycle are very affordable, less than $300, and you get a nice $50 discount. Easy to install. You've had any number of men and women with no mechanical ability whatsoever install these things in just a few minutes, haven't you, Andy?
That's correct, John. In fact, for those who are interested, you know, make sure you go to libertyman.com, click the link from there. It saves you the money, but also it'll bring you to our website, which shows you not just our products and our technology, but also reviews from real people, just like people who are listening to the show. And there's over 1,000 five-star reviews. And if you look at, for an example, our vehicle EMP shield model, you know, there's easily 700 reviews on that page. And I'd say 10 to 20% of them are people saying, wow, it really is pretty easy to install. I mean, there's reviews on there we had a 90-year-old woman. We were on the phone with her, and we walked her through it, and I think it was like 7 minutes or less. And she did it herself. And so she's got a review on there somewhere saying, look, you know, I'm like 85, 90 years old. I did it. You can do it too. And those are real, you know, real-world reviews.
That's right. Hold that thought. We got a break coming up. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender. And if, which I do not for a moment believe, this island, or a large part of it, were subjugated and starving, then our empire, beyond the seas, armed and guarded by the British fleet, would carry on the struggle until, in God's good time, the new world, with all its power and might, steps forth to the rescue and the liberation of the old.
And our website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Good news, my friend, my webmaster, Tim Spencer, is out of the hospital. He's back in the saddle, getting my shows posted on Rumble and YouTube. We discontinue YouTube at the end of the month, Rumble only. YouTube was good in its day, but we're not going to put up with their censorship anymore. And that's a good thing. That's a real good thing. Also, my website, you'll find something that will help you if you've got arthritis pain. It's called the Energy Cleaner. I talked to Tom Berryhill, the manufacturer, last night. He continues to have some production problems. He's promising everything will be caught up on back orders by the end of this week. It's been a struggle. I know there's about 30 or 33 of you out there waiting for your energy cleaners because they're on back order, but we're going to get this done. So if you have arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, you need a good night's sleep, check out the energy cleaner and the mattress pads that go with them. You can place your order right there at my website at thelibertyman.com. Toll-free order line, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Andy with EMP Shield, who's traveling and taking time out. What time zone are you in, Andy, by the way?
So I don't know what time zone it is, but it's actually 8:35 in the evening right now.
8:35?
On Monday, yep.
A.M. or P.M.?
P.M.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you're on the other side of the planet, obviously. So, okay. When I was in the Philippines, I was getting, I kept my phone on so I wouldn't miss calls. And I was getting all these calls at 2 and 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, which was, you know, 2 or 3 in the afternoon here. So,
yep.
And all about that time zone thing. Well, Andy, that's great that you're traveling and helping spread the word about EMP and how governments can protect their militaries, how people can protect themselves. And it's quite a challenge, isn't it, sir?
It is. You know, it's interesting. Most of the United States is actually unaware of what EMP is. If you look at the 2019 Department of Homeland Security EMP Resilience Report, one of their number one priorities is actually the education of EMP. And people think this is like some kind of sci-fi. This is real. I mean, Homeland Security is literally pushing out reports with the objective of educating people. And so that's one of our number one objectives at EMP Shield also. It's not just that, you know, we make a technology that protects you, but we're trying to help people. We're just trying to inform as many people as possible, even at the very slightest, to at least give them an inkling that EMP is a serious threat to the United States.
Well, that's quite a challenge, to say the least, and it's an uphill battle.
It is.
To say the least. Americans have very little understanding of the technology they carry around in their pocket. That would be a cell phone. That technology is phenomenal. Phenomenal. There's more. I've heard it said, Andy, there's more computing power in a smartphone than we had to allegedly send somebody to the moon in 1969.
Right.
I don't want to dwell on that. But, I do say allegedly on purpose.
Yeah.
But I hear that laugh.
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, these threats are real. I don't frivolously spend my money. Much of my life I've had economic issues to deal with, like many Americans, and I'm frugal. And if I didn't see a clear and present danger, I would not have bought 6 of these units for my family. I wouldn't have done that. But to me, I understand the threat, I know how to mitigate the threat, and I'm going to do it. My grandchildren, my grandson is just turned 24, the oldest one. Then they got twins, boy and a girl, that are 14 and turn 15 in August, and they'll be getting driving permits. And I want to make sure these youngsters, no matter where they are, can get home. I want to make sure my daughter and son-in-law, no matter where they are, can get home. And that's a very high priority for me. And I would sacrifice. Yeah. I would put that on a credit card, and I would pay 20% interest to make sure my grandchildren could get home. That's how much I regard these devices. They're just as important as food and water and breathing to me, aren't they to you, Andy?
Mm-hmm. It is. It's one of the most prepared kind of preparedness type items that I recommend for most people, especially when people wake up that it's a legitimate threat. As far as payment and financing goes, we do offer, and this is a fairly new offering, is we are now using a thing called PayPal Credit, which basically when you check out, let's say you buy 2 devices, you can actually apply for PayPal Credit, which is amazing because there's zero interest. I believe it gives you up to 6 months to pay. So in 6 months, you can pay it all in 2 months. You can pay it all at the very last minute at 6 months. There's zero interest. You can pay over time. And we've seen probably 30-35% of our customers end up using that because it allows them, you know, to pay over time, which is really, really neat. And we're very happy that PayPal's allowed us to offer that to customers.
I've had great luck with PayPal myself, what I tell people is PayPal is the safest way to make any purchase online for the following reason. You're not giving up your credit card information, so it's, your credit card information
right.
is not out there to be stolen, is it?
It's not, and I've actually had very good luck personally with PayPal as well, which is why I decided to implement that payment system. But the one thing I like about PayPal is the traceability. If you think there's something fraudulent, you can track every step of the payment process. And PayPal, in my instance, I've had it a couple years ago to where there was a fraudulent transaction, and they just gave me the money back because they could verify very quickly that it was fraudulent. These days, you don't even hear about fraudulent anymore because PayPal's become such a secure and trusted platform. So it's a great way to pay for things online, especially, if you're looking at the EMP Shield and you want to pay over time. But the cool thing about, at least in my mind, is we were able to get the price low enough to where it's affordable to almost everybody. And that was the goal. And being able to manufacture 100% in the United States and get the price to where it is, we're very, very proud of that. And it was not easy to accomplish, that's for sure.
I don't doubt that at all.
Right.
Now, spring, even though it's 1 degree here in South Central Missouri, spring is only about 6 weeks away. And that brings up thunderstorm and lightning. And the same device that you protect your home from EMP will also protect your home from lightning, won't it, sir?
That's correct. And that's a huge selling point for a lot of homeowners. For around $300, we guarantee 100% lightning protection, not 99%. We guarantee it. And if for any reason at any point in time you take a lightning strike and there's damage, we will cover the damage up to $25,000. That's how certain we are the device does its job.
Well, that says a lot for a company to stand behind a product with a $25,000 insurance policy. That tells me everything I need to know.
That's right.
This is the real deal, ladies and gentlemen. This is not make-believe. This is not somebody's high school science project. This is a real product that the Department of Defense buys. A lot of these, they comprise a lot of your book of business, which is great. I want to see our military protected from EMP. And the same thing applies to solar flare protection, doesn't it, sir?
It does. And, we actually get this question quite frequently. They're like, well, because people understand when you're working with the government, it's pretty good money. And I won't lie, it's very good money. And they say, well, why are you still selling this to civilians? And it comes back to the original reason we started EMP Shield. And that's to help as many people as possible with this new technology, period. Many people don't know this, we don't make a lot of money off of our civilian sales. But we do it because it's a technology that we believe every American should have in their vehicle and their home and their backup power systems, period. For very small amount of money, you can protect your home, your solar system, your generator, and your car, whatever it is you have, and be functional after an EMP event, or take a lightning strike and be protected, or be prepared during and after a coronal mass ejection, which is a solar flare. So it's EMP, and people are still learning about us, but we're disrupting the surge protection market. There's actually a few pretty angry companies out there because we're offering a device that's comparable in price to theirs, but offers guaranteed lightning protection and guaranteed EMP protection. So it's a pretty cool technology.
Yes, absolutely. Well, prior to EMP Shield, there was, and it still exists, I guess, an entire subculture of men searching for Dodge pickups made in the 1990s that have 12-valve Dodge. You know what I'm talking about, don't you?
I do.
In fact, I've come close a couple of times to buying one. I was looking at a couple of different ones over the years. And prior to the existence of the EMP Shield device, these Dodge pickups made in the 1990s were highly desirable, highly sought after, and as a consequence, the price on 22, 23-year-old Dodge pickups with that particular 12-valve diesel engine was bid up much higher than what they should have been worth, weren't they?
Oh, it was astronomical. And the reason being is everybody, when they would come available, wanted it. So it drove up the demand, drove up the price. I haven't looked in a while. I'm sure that they're still pretty desirable. Several older engines.
It's known to be an engine that will last for a million miles if properly maintained.
Right.
But the real price increase was due to men understanding that these engines were EMP resistant.
Right.
And that's what really drove the price up. I've been talking to some of my young mechanics I work with, and they're telling me that the modern diesel engines are just wonderful. They're not EMP resistant. Mm-hmm. In fact, far from it.
Right.
Unless you put the EMP device on, then they're great. I'm not going to mess around with a 25-year-old Dodge pickup truck when I can get something much newer and protect it with an EMP shield device and not have to worry about things breaking.
Well, that's correct, and it's important because you want to protect the vehicle that you take to work every day or that you're taking, that you're using on a daily basis. It doesn't necessarily help you to have, and it's great to have an old vehicle. There's nothing wrong with that. But if you're not driving it and you're in your modern vehicle during an EMP event, it's not going to help you because you still need to get home. And that's kind of why we created it and why we install it the way we do and everything to make it simple is it goes into your modern day vehicle. You're at work, something happens, you can still drive home. It's that simple and that important. Imagine having to walk 25, 30 miles home after an EMP. It'd be horrific,
Yeah. Well, it'd be horrific. It was a beautiful day and 72 degrees. But in the conditions we got this weather, I'll tell you, and this weather will just flat kill you if you're not prepared to deal with it. It's brutal out there.
That's right.
So there was a TV series called Revolution, and the very first scene in the first episode, these two military men are driving home, talking about their girlfriends and their lives and really enjoying each other's company, and everything stops. The car is stopped, the lights go out, and they're sitting there in the dark wondering what the hell is going on. And we just experienced an EMP attack, hadn't I?
That's right.
And that's why it'll be. It'll be normal one moment, and the next moment, everything's different.
That's right. Yep. No more power to your house. No more running vehicles.
No more cell phones.
Your whole life has changed.
No more smartphones.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. No more TV. It's... The term I like to use is going back to the 1890s without the infrastructure of the 1890s. And having a vehicle that runs will be extraordinary. It will be life-saving, and it will be the importance of that has to be measured in matters of life and death, doesn't it?
Right.
So this is your heads up, ladies and gentlemen. If you're a new listener, you never heard of this before, you can go to my website at thelibertyman.com, scroll down the middle, and you'll come to a nice blue shield, the EMP shield logo there. Just click on there and educate yourself. We've got articles that you can read up on right there also. Let's see, what do those articles say? Department of Homeland Security combats potential electromagnetic pulse attack, and another one, the program status report. And your company is involved heavily in protecting the U.S. power grid, isn't it?
That's correct. Yes. So we're actually a part of a pilot program down in Texas. And so basically we're working to, and it's not just EMP, there's lots of different types of protection and technology that we're putting into a portion of the grid. But this is the starting point to move forward for the nation. It was actually created through, a couple different things, but through the National Defense Authorization Act and an executive order. It's run by, there's many entities, organizations involved government-wise, but we are a part in, we're creating the EMP technology to go on the grid.
Well, I'm glad that you're doing that because somebody has to. If you guys weren't doing it, somebody might be in or didn't have the knowledge that your company does, and I'm glad that your company is involved in that to help protect the power. We have three power grids in the lower 48, Texas, and then we got East Mississippi and West Mississippi, don't we?
That's correct.
And So Texas is a good place to start because it's relatively compact and not stretching over many states, although Texas itself is massive, obviously. But it's a good place to start because you're only dealing with one set of bureaucrats, one state government, and it takes a lot of the bureaucratic hassle out of dealing with multiple states, doesn't it?
It really does. And a lot of people, most of the politicians in Texas have the right mindset, which is part of the reason that I'm assuming they decided to start there first is they've been wanting it for a long time. A lot of their congressmen and senators have been pushing for it and also, you know, giving letters of recommendation to EMP Shield to be providing the technologies. You know, so we were very, very lucky in a sense to be able to be associated with these folks and be associated with the government and be a part of this program.
Hold that thought, Andy. We got a break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here with Andy on Monday morning, the 15th of February. Andy, I looked up the time zone you're in. I think you probably had high temperatures around 85 degrees in the daytime.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Yep. Yep. I know the area quite well. I won't mention it because it seems like there's some kind of confidentiality going on there. But, yes, I know that part of the world quite well. You'll be back next week, back in the States?
So I'll be back in about 10 days. Yep.
Okay. All right. Sounds like a nice trip. Are they making you wear a mask when you fly?
So, yes. There's a lot of hoops and stuff going on. It's the same here. So people are very afraid of COVID. Wear a mask everywhere, wore a mask while traveling, all that good stuff.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, but... probably in your neighborhood in Kansas, very few people wear a mask in public, or do they?
They don't really. There's a few, but for the most part, most people aren't really wearing them.
Right.
It's kind of personal preference.
Yeah.
Right.
That is a matter of personal preference. Well, we wish you the safe travels there on your journey and a lot of success educating the people that you're working with to inform them and make them aware of how wonderful EMP devices are. And ladies and gentlemen,
thank you.
Andy doesn't have to travel to your neighborhood physically. He's doing it by radio all over the country, all over the world, giving this information to you so you can get what you need to protect your family right now while you can. It's better to be a year too soon than a moment too late. Right, Andy?
That's right. I'd reiterate there's no better time to be prepared than now because you never know what the future is going to hold.
Well, we do know that the future does hold a solar flare at some point. It's going to smack our planet.
Right.
But that's inevitable. The Chinese go to war with us in the open right now, it's more of a covert war, and they think they're going to lose. Of course, they'll use a super EMP weapon rather than lose. Educate yourself, ladies and gentlemen, come to your own conclusions, and then do the right thing, protect your family. Get yourself an EMP shield device or as many as you need at my website with a nice $50 discount for each one. The coupon code is applied automatically. And just get this done, right, Andy?
That's right. And by the way, the discount offered by John is the largest first-time customer discount that's available on the web. So be sure to go to thelibertyman.com and use that link because it's going to save you the most money. And we're happy to be able to offer that discount.
Well, thank you, sir. It will be Tuesday there in about 4 hours, won't it?
That's right. Yep. Tuesday's coming up quick.
Well, we'll get some rest. Be safe, and we'll have you back next Monday.
Yep, thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you, Andy. Appreciate it. Well, that's Andy with EMP Shield. He's over on the other side of the planet where it's coming up on 8 o'clock at night. Yep. Okay, we got a break. We'll be right back.
Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.